soldiers and sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardmen. In the past year, you have done everything we've asked of you, and more. Our nation is grateful for your courage. We are proud of your accomplishments. And tonight in this hallowed chamber, with the American people as our witness, we make you a solemn pledge. In the fight ahead, you will have all you need to protect our nation.
That's President Bush addressing a joint session of Congress in his final State of the Union address last January. Among those guests in the audience, as the camera panned a row of decorated servicemen, was Will Milam, a rescue swimmer from Air Station Kodiak. Last October, Milam was awarded the Coast Guard Foundation Individual Award for Heroism for his role in the rescue of the four crew members of the Illusion as it foundered in the steep, stormy waves of the Bering Sea the previous February. Coast Guard airmen in Alaska routinely brave 50 to 60 knot winds and high seas to rescue distressed mariners, but that night circumstances forced Milam to push himself far beyond the normal limits for even his dangerous profession. With only 15 minutes of fuel available to transfer the four men from their life raft to the helicopter, Milam chose to disregard a malfunction in his dry suit that left him exposed to the 39-degree water. Here's how he described the situation a year later to a group of cold-weather survival trainees.
Get him in the basket, and up he goes. Finally, you know, like when he went up into the basket, I remember all of a sudden feeling ridiculously cold. Once, as soon as he started going up, I was like, and then I was shivering like you wouldn't believe. Well, and I was like, thank God that's over. Well, not thinking that, you know, they still got to get me out. So the basket comes back down, and I start swimming towards the basket, but apparently, talking to the flight mech afterwards, I wasn't going anywhere, and I thought I was swimming. He goes, dude, your arms weren't even coming out of the water, and I'm swimming for all I was worth. He goes, you weren't even moving. And they scooped me, pretty much scooped me up when I got into the basket. That is pretty much the last thing I remember, was going up into the basket. I could see the helo up above me and getting tipped out of the basket in the plane.
And our job, when we train, is to save the Coast Guard's life. You know, they're hyped about saving civilians. Our job is for them to come back.
Doug Jensen has been teaching cold weather survival for 15 years.
I think we're working ourselves out of a job. We do such a good job at promoting, when in doubt, chicken out. When promoting Mark Twain's quote, it's better to be careful 100 times than to die once.
Jensen and his wife Sue run the educational training company out of their home in Sitka. Jensen and his co-instructors Jim Mishiner, Roland Wirth, and Dan Evans may teach up to 15 five-day courses a year for the Coast Guard. The courses take place in the winter and usually involve a night or two spent outdoors with no tent, sleeping bag, or shelter of any kind. Jensen says his business with the Coast Guard has slowed before, most notably following 9/11, but last year's decision not to renew the contract came as a surprise. Luckily, the right word in the right ear at the right time made a difference for this company.
And so what happens, the State of the Nation speech in Washington, D.C., Will Milam, this rescue swimmer who we've had two or three courses with, sits with the Bush family during the State of the Nation speech, and then gets to meet the president. And the next morning, he meets lunchtime with the senators, and they say, "Hey, any heads up, Will? We get once in a while these little emails from Doug and Sue out of Sitka Educational Training. Do you have any heads up on that, Will? Do you know about what these folks do?" And Will, being our best press agent so far, stated that our training had saved his life. And then the phone rang, and then we got a few emails, and we kind of got back on the chart.
Jensen's course, called Stuff Happens, is built around the 7 steps to survival: recognition, inventory, signals, shelter, water, food, and play. Will Milam has taken Jensen's instructor's course. He openly credits the program with making a difference for him the night the Illusion sank in the Bering Sea.
I actually went through the 7 steps out there, and that's on February 9th. You know, got the guys out, man, recognized we got them out. inventory when the helo was gone. Man, I started thinking when it was going up, hopefully that cable holds with that last guy and they can get it back down to me. But I went through the process. Man, if they don't get it down to me, I gotta get to that raft. I'm gonna have to really start swimming to that raft as fast as I can and suck it up. But I just kept waiting and praying that that basket came back down, and it did.
The U.S. Coast Guard's contract with the Educational Training Company is worth about $150,000 a year. The Coast Guard reauthorization bill is currently awaiting action in the U.S. Senate. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Wolsey.